Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Home of the Knights. We're at Gordon Lemon Field. Regional competition today. Going to be just one game. One game regional round. We'll mention semi-state will be two games. And they changed that a year ago. They made it back to the way it used to be. And it's tonight. Actually, today at 1 o'clock start, thereabouts. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. Today is Frontier Falcons and the Central Catholic Knights. Internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutneySports.com. 2008. We'll talk a little bit about each team. First, we'll mention the Frontier Falcons. Frontier Falcons, they are Class 1A. They came out of Sectional 53. That sectional was at Frontier High School. In that sectional was Clinton Central, Christian, Frontier, Hotsville, South Newton, Tri-County. I will also mention Frontier High School is located at 1 Falcon Drive, Chalmers, Indiana. You can reach them by phone at 219-984-5437. On the web, it's frontierathletics.org. They wear the colors red and white. They perform in the Midwest Conference. Frontier Falcons are currently 15 wins, 9 losses on the season. They finished 9-5 in the Midwest Conference. They finished in third place out of 6 teams. Their head coach is Ron Benokovich. And we appreciate him, and we'll talk a little bit about the Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights, they're also out of Class 1A, Sectional 54, and their sectional was played at Central Catholic High School. And in their sectional, the Covington Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, Riverton Park. I'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Fayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. For the colors, navy and white, they perform in the Hoosier Conference. Knights are currently 24 wins, 6 losses on the season. Finished the Hoosier Conference at 7-1, finished in third place in the conference out of 9 teams. The head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais is a 1987 graduate, Central Catholic High School. And as mentioned, game one here, supposed to start around 1 o'clock. It's going to be pretty much right on time. I will mention, there's going to be two games take place here today. PutneySports.com will cover the first game. They will not cover the second game. Second game here today is supposed to start at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, that'll be Class 2A. It'll be the Eastbrook Panthers, the Westview Warriors. The rain has fallen, they told us yesterday, and maybe even the day before. The rain was going to almost blanket the state of Indiana for the most part. It's coming down a little bit right now. It's not pouring down rain. The Central Catholic Knights players are going to go remove the tarp, pitcher's mound, and after that they'll remove the tarp at home plate. They did have a tarp over the infield last evening. They took that off just a bit ago, probably about 11:30 or so. And on both teams looking to play baseball here today. Rain's coming down. Pitcher's going to have to pitch a dry ball. If he wants a new baseball, a dry one, he'll try to get one. But most of baseball is probably going to get saturated. They're going to absorb, and they're going to be a little bit damp. The pitcher's going to have to work extra hard the field today. And up here in the booth with me is Nathan. Nathan and I are going to talk during the ball game. I've got some stats wrote down for national stat leaders. I've got the batting averages. I got a gentleman I'm going to go ahead and mention right here. Number 62 in the state of Indiana, Alex Schuler. He's a senior from Borden High School, Borden, Indiana. nationally ranked home runs. He's got nine home runs. He's the guy nationally ranked at 62, but he is number one in the state of Indiana. He's 6'1". Batting average is .566. He's been to the plate 110 times. He has 83 at-bats. He has 47 hits, and that's in 27 games. That's 25 singles, 10 doubles, 3 triples in those 9 home runs. He has 42 RBI. He has crossed home plate 37 times. He plays 2 sports. Baseball, he's a shortstop. And basketball, he plays the guard position. That's Alex Shuler from Borden, Indiana. I looked him up last night. I looked on Max Preps. I went beyond the 50 players, saw him at 62, wrote that down. He's more than worthy of being written down. Pretty good baseball season he's having as a senior. I do not know if he'll go on and play college ball. I would guess yes. Pretty good stats right there. Alex Shuler. So they're introducing the lineups right now. Knights are being introduced. I think the Knights are going to be the visitors on the scoreboard. And the Knights, they're here at Jordan Lending, but they are in the top of the bracket. Frontier will be the home team. Knights are going to wear their all-gray uniforms. They'll go with the dark blue navy socks. And with Frontier getting introduced right now, we're going out to the field. And it should be a good ball game today. Frontier High School. Frontier High School got to this particular game in their sectional. First round, it was Rossville and South Newton. Rossville got the win 17-0 over South Newton. Second game was Tri-County and Faith Christian. Tri-County got the win 18-5 over Faith Christian. Semifinal round, it was Rossville and Tri-County. That must have been a doozy. Tri-County got the win 1-0. Then the second semifinal game was Clinton Central and Frontier. Frontier got the win 3-1. And then the championship game was Tri-County and Frontier. Frontier got the win 12-0. We're going to set this down. National anthem. Everybody and attention, hand over the heart, everybody in the whole place thinking about the same thing. Our country, how fortunate we are to live in the United States as we celebrated last Monday, celebrating Memorial Day. We thank them. So three umpires, the system again today. For regional competition, Frontier Falcons, they're going to start with a left-handed pitcher, the pitcher's rubber. That pitcher wears number six in the lineup. That's Reed Duncan. Reed Duncan, he's a junior class member. He's listed as a pitcher and an outfielder around the diamond for Frontier, the Falcons, the catcher. Wearing number one is Jason Newton. At first base, number 25, Brady Layton. At second base, number 34, Wyatt Weiss. At shortstop, number 2, Chase Winkler. At third base, number 15, Dylan Brown. In left field, number 12, Blake Sorensen. Center field, number 22, Bo Daisy. In right field, number 9, Clark Cosgrave. As mentioned, the head coach is Ron Vinokovich. So we'll mention Frontier Falcons are going to wear the dark uniforms. They're black. They have 10 stripes down the lane, down the jersey. Home plate umpire says two more pitches and we'll be on our way. 12:58 on the wristwatch. Knights are going to bat first. First batter is going to be the leadoff batter in the ballgame at Gordon Lemming Field. The number 9, Hudson Gutwein. They're going to throw one down to second base. Shot down there, Jason Newton, the catcher. They'll throw it around the infield. They'll put the ball in the glove of Reed Duncan. So get ready for a baseball. The rain is falling. They're not big drops. There are several. Several drops falling. Sure, both dugouts going to have a towel to dry off the baseball. You definitely want to dry off the baseball for your own pitcher. That is not even a question. We're going to step in. We're going to wind up 2 feet on the rubber. The first pitch from Duncan. Backdoor curveball misses outside at 12:59 p.m. Let me change the second game scheduled at 5 o'clock. Be a 2-8 contest. Lights are on. Here at Gordon Lemming, here comes the pitch. Inside edge, strike call. Left-handed arm slot, about 2 o'clock delivery. Ball came in sideways, crossed the plate diagonally, a very small piece of pie. Stepping back in, one ball, one strike, Hudson Gutwein. Right-handed batter, here comes the pitch. Swung on, he'll foul one, out of play, right side. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. Central Catholic batting in the top of the first inning. Steps back in, ball's made live. And out of windup, Reed Duncan. Long pier, here comes the pitch. Outside, ball two. That baseball is going to play a big part in today's ball game. Ball is going to get wet. Pitcher is going to have to deal with a wet baseball. Then look at the signals. Duncan, here comes the pitch. Swung on to the right field to the drop to get a hit on Hopkins, the glove of Cosgrave, the right fielder. And Hudson Gutwein gets himself aboard with a base hit. Hudson Gutwein picks up base hit number 24 on the season. He's got 27 total hits on the season now. So stepping into bat, Knights Gavin Boutel working out a stretch. Duncan, first pitch, going to square to bunt. Going to bunt one skyward. It's going to be caught by the catcher. Foul territory. Ball went up off the bat. You know the bat is also wet. We're going to have to deal with wet baseball bats. They're aluminum. And I'm going to have to get a squared up hit off the sweet spot of those bats. So one out. Stepping in, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke going to do the pitching today for Central Catholic. Left-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. He'll take one to center field. Back him up. Going to back him up a good way. He turns him around. He'll pick it up on a bounce near the warning track in dead center field. Rounding third base. Scores the plate standing up. Hudson Gutwein as Coach Boardman sends him. The Knights have one on the board. It's going to be a double and an RBI off the bat of Lucas Gerke. So two hits thus far here in the first inning. There's one out. Stepping into bat for Central Catholic, number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. He leads the team with home runs. He has 3. Steps in. Runner at second base is Lucas Gerke. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, checks second base. Checks it again. Here's the pitch from Reed Duncan. backdoor curveball just misses outside ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out. We're in the top of the first inning. Knights have one run in, two hits in the inning. Pickoff move at second base safely. Duncan had the space. They throw to the second baseman. Is not quite there yet to cover the bag, but he was close enough to the vicinity of second base for a pickoff attempt and not throw to where the second baseman plays his position, because you could do that all day long, and that'd be a boring game if you do that at the balk. It's called very rarely out of the set. Okay, here comes the pitch. Kane, he's going to pop one. Going to go to right field, shallow, and be called for by the second baseman. In the lip of the grass, the wind is whirling. He made a good catch right there. That was Wyatt Weiss. Second baseman, there are two outs. Two outs here in the top of the first. Lucas Gerke stays put at second base. Stepping into the ninth, where's number 20? A hitter, Caden Minnick. Minnick plays right field for the Knights. We're going to have a stretch now to set. Just second base. Checks it again. Here comes the first pitch to Minnick. Breaking chip. We're going to call a strike. That was tight. That was a tight call strike. Nearly got him in the box. It broke that much. Thick. Count goes 0-1. Out of set. Check second time. Here's the pitch to Minnick. High above the zone, ball one. Raindrops have fallen on a lot of people's heads. I don't know if Jason remembers raindrops have fallen on my head, do you? Glenn Campbell, out of set. Check second base. Check it again. Here's the pitch from Duncan. Breaking pitch, going to fall a strike again. Breaking pitch right near the elbow. Braced in there, got the inside edge of the plate. Count goes 1-2. Caden Minnick going to have to swing the bat. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Could take a ground ball, first base. Going to be off the glove, going to be a base hit. The glove, it was hot hit. Be an RBI single, ground ball past the first baseman. Brady Layton, that was a high hopper, and then got down low. Difficult ground ball to field. And then I got three hits in the first inning. They have two runs. And stepping in the bat for the Knights. Hitter, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins going to step in. Working from the stretch. Left-handed pitcher, Reed Duncan. Here's the pitch. He'll take a shot from left field. Line drive right at Blake Sorensen. That was a low elevation line drive off the sweet spot. Blake Sorensen was right there to make the catch. So the Knights are out of the inning. They pick up two runs. They pick up three hits. And then the Knights are going to play defensively here in the bottom of the first inning. As Frontier, the home team, on the scoreboard, search board, and they pick up the baseball. Going to dry it best you can. We'll take that one to the dugout. Keep it dry. Going to hand it to the home plate umpire. So Lucas Gerke walks out with his own baseball. It's dry. Get warmed up, and we'll mention Lucas Gerke. Where's number 10? Lucas Gerke on the season. His ERA is .477. Lucas Gerke has pitched 44 innings. As far as it seems, this is appearance number 12. This is game start number 5 for Lucas Gerke. He's faced 174 batters. He's thrown a total of 625 pitches. And a win-loss record of 6 wins, 0 losses. Giving up 25 hits. Giving up 7 runs. 3 of those runs were earned. He has walked 13 batters. He has struck out 39. 14 of those batters went down looking. And Lucas Gerke along the way has hit 5 batters. So he's getting warmed up right there on the pitcher's rubber. Around the diamond for the Knights. Doing the catch is Jackson Kane. He wears number 3. At first base, number 41 is Isaac Stuffinger. second base number 9, Hudson Uline. At shortstop number 11, Mike Stokes. At third base number 17, Gavin Michel. In left field number 34, Keith Brooks. In third base number 30, Chris Robinson. And in right field number 20, Caden Finney. So let's throw one down at second base. That's the team. Rose and Rope, when I want to hop in there. High hop, except behind there, Hudson Gutwein. So stepping into bat, first batter for Frontier Falcons. The one hitter is Jason Newton. Jason Newton takes the field for the Falcons. Right-handed batter. Going to step in. Bottom of the first inning on the way. They're going to play him slightly to pull in center field. Here comes a pitch from Gerke. Swing a miss. No balls, one strike. Right-handed batter's box. First batter in the lineup for Frontier. It's number 1, Jason Newton. Second pitch, just above the zone, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Working from the windup, Lucas Gerke. Here comes the pitch. Back up the middle, going to be a base hit. And drive nearly kicked off right there by Gerke. Got by the glove. First batter again for Frontier. Frontier gets a base hit. Jason Newton. So both leadoff batters in the ballgame got themselves aboard with a base hit. So they're going to ask for a new baseball. That ball hits the grass. That ball hits the grass. It's pretty much done. Got to be dried off. They insert a new baseball. Another baseball, we'll call it. So one runner aboard at first base, Jason Newton. Stepping into that, two hitter number 2, Chase Baker. Plays the shortstop position. Out of stretch, now the set, first pitch from Gerke, outside, swing and a miss. Balls, one strike. Okay, signals. Third base coach. Signals given. Up and back in, number 2, Chase Winkler. Out of stretch, pickoff move. First base, going to be off target, going to get back to the bullpen area. And Jason Newton is going to get to second base, but no further. Chasing that down was Caden Minnick. And first baseman Isaac Suppinger. And that was not a good pickoff throw from Gerke. He knows it. He know it, and he'll go on. So the Knights pick up an error. Moving to second base is Jason Newton. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Ball's made live. Out of set position, check second base. Here's the pitch. Gonna square the bunt. Came up empty, gonna throw to third base. Slide in there, and he's safe at third. That's probably a good call. I think he got in there, got the hand in there, the head first slide by Newton. Throw was good to third base, but Newton got a good jump. So they were trying to bunt him over. Chase Winkler came up empty on the attempted bunt. They called a strike. Goes 0-2. Runner at third base is Jason Newton for Frontier. One long swing and a miss. So he'll go down on strike. So there's one out. Frontier batting here in the bottom of the first inning. Stepping into bat, three hitter. Number 34, Wyatt Weiss. Wyatt Weiss is the second baseman. Right-handed batter. Turn in, looking at singles. Out of stretch, now the set for Gerke. Here comes the pitch. Healthy catch, swing and a miss. Side edge, swing and a miss, count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike, rain coming down. Not real heavy, but it's coming down consistently. The weatherman was right. Swing and a miss, strike 2. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Hand clap signal given to third base coach. Out of set, comes a pitch from Gerke. Yeah, drop third strike, picking the ball up is Jackson. They're going to throw back to the plate. They're going to get a run scored. First run scores, that's Jason Newton. Picked the drop third strike. Jackson picked the ball up, looked at third base, kind of looking back, made the throw to first base to Suppinger. They got the out at first. Jason Newton, that's good. Action King committed to throw to first, came home, and first slide, safe. It's a 2-1 ball game. So with two outs, nobody on, stepping in, Wyatt Weeks to take that back. Stepping in is a four hitter number 15, Dylan Brown. Dylan Brown, he plays third base for the Falcons. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swung on, missed, shot, third base, cross. Cut it off, go to his right, and Gavin Boutel reflexes like a cat. Beat that catch, and the Knights are out of the inning. Oh, Frontier picks up one run in the bottom of the first after one complete. The Knights, 2, the Falcons, 1. We'll mention a little bit of how Lafayette Central Catholic back to this particular game, regional round, that's 1A, sectional 54. Game 1, that was on a Thursday, North Vermilion and Fountain Central. Fountain Central got the win 12-4. Game 2, that same Thursday, the 23rd, it was Lafayette Central Catholic and Covington. Lafayette Central Catholic got the win 0-0. That was in 6 innings. Then they came back for semifinals. That was on the morning game. It was an 11 o'clock game, the 27th. It was Fountain Central and Lafayette Central Catholic. Lafayette Central Catholic got the win 11-1 in 5 innings, 4.5. We'll mention Attica. Second game, it was Attica and Riverton Park. Played the ball game about 1:30 start time. I think it started a bit later than that. It was Riverton Park 6, Attica 4. Attica made a good run at Riverton Park. Riverton Park had to come back to win that ball game. And then the final game, championship game, that evening, 7:30 start, it was Lafayette Central Catholic and Riverton Park. The Central Catholic got the win, 10-0. So the Knights are here playing baseball with the Frontier Falcons. Who would have known that it'd be a wet ball game? But they need to get it played. It would pretty much put them in a pinch. They were unable to play, and we're hoping the second game, the Clyde game, they might start earlier if both teams are ready. Then we'll hope that they can get their game in. That's going to be Eastbrook and Westview. Stepping in the back for the Knights, Lafayette Central Catholic, 7 hitter, number 30, Gus Sandberg. Sandberg is the DH, the Knights. From Duncan, back to a curveball, just missed. Outside, ball 1. Sandberg is batting in place up, first baseman, 41, Isaac Suffinger. Then looking at singles, out of the windup, here comes the pitch. He's hit by pitch. Gus Sandberg dogs down to first base like nothing happened. So Gus Sandberg, he's accumulating some hit by pitches. Right now, hit by pitches on the season. He has 5. It was number 5 for Gus. So the Knights have 1 aboard. Stepping in the back for the Knights, number 34, 8 hitter, Keaton Brooks, left fielder. Out of stretch, the set, the square punt. Gets some 10 outside, he pulls the bat back. And Gus Sandberg was kind of committing to second base. Well, came up empty, actually no swing. And it's a 1-0 count. Gus Sandberg had to get back to first base in a hurry. And just did after Brady Layton put a tag on it. So, 1 ball, no strikes. Turn in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Here's Reed Duncan. Out of set, square and early. Here's Keith Brooks. Pickoff move, first base, no tag applied. Gus Sandberg back safely. The left field line, we'll mention Frontier Falcons, they are in the third base dugout. Knights are in the customary first base dugout. Here comes the pitch. Pulls the bat back outside. Good block right there by Jason Newton. And so 2-0. The scoreboard's blinking a little bit. It's okay. Scoreboard's in for a few years. We're going to have a stretch. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch to Brooks. High and away. Ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. Gus Sandberg got hit by Pittsburgh's batter here in the top of the second inning. Yes, the Knights are the visiting team. Looking from stretch, now the set. Pittsburgh's base. It comes the pitch. 3-0. Outside, ball four. So Keaton Brooks earns a four-pitch walk. He'll jog to first base. Timeout on the diamond. They're going to talk this over, huh? Head coach. I'm talking over with the pitcher's rubber. And I will mention, this ball game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company. When you're thinking about residential or corporate relocations, so a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. And Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years, actually 26 years, experience to help you begin that process. Yes, real estate reliability, something a professional real estate agent and or a real estate broker strives for, such as Lisa Stokes Bear. Your happiness and her success are two of the same. Real estate lady with a high real estate IQ. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. And that number is 317-513-4086. Balls live. Working from the stretch, now the set. Reed Duncan checks second base again. Here's the pitch. Squared a bunt, Mikey Stapleton. They'll bunt it back to the pitcher. One to go to third base. A little bit of a slip step. Selected to go back to first base, get the out. Well, Mikey Stapleton, mission accomplished, moves the runners. Second and third base with one out. To step in once again. That time up, base hit, right field. Hudson Gutwein going to step back in. The right-handed batter, runners at second and third for the Knights. 2-1 ball game. Knights in front. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Balls, one strike. Hudson Gutwein, 123 plate appearances for this ballgame. 85 at-bats playing in game number 31. Smooth. They almost throw to the second baseman in position again. He's standing at his position, and he takes the throw without moving towards second. It's going to be a tough call by that second base umpire. No balls, one strike. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch to Gutwein. Curveball in there for a strike. Gutwein to right field, a 2-2 count last at bat. He'll step back in, one out. There's second and third for the Knights. Then looking at singles, out of stretch, Reed Duncan. Now out of the set. He'll check third base. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. No pickoff move. Fake the third base. In high school baseball, that's the only place you can fake the third or the 31 move. Fake the third, go to first. And every other league, they got rid of that. It's just available in high school. Here comes the pitch. Swung on to take another base hit over the second baseman's head this time. 0-2 count. He comes in to score. That's Gus Sandberg taking second base on the throw. Go back to third base. Quick snap throw from second to third, and Keaton Brooks just does get back safely. So the Knights going to have two aboard again, second and third. Hudson Gutwein picks up an RBI. Knights have one run in here in the second inning. Gutwein picks up RBI number 11 on the season. Picks up another base hit. He now has 25 singles and a double, and he has two triples. So stepping back in. Outside, ball one. Gavin Boutel. Having Boutel in the batter's box. I think the rain has subsided just for a bit. Hope it can stay away for the pitcher's sake. Ball, no strikes, out of stretch. Now the set, here comes the pitch. Boutel, strike called. And catcher Jason Newton, snap throw to third base. Gavin Boutel was still the mouse in that right-handed batter's box. That means that Jason Newton has to deal with him. But if Boutel's moving, that could be bad news. Newton touches the body, the batter, during the throw. Could be a ground ball. Shortstop going to get under the glove. Had to move to his left. One run comes in to score. Keaton Brooks also coming in to score. Second run is Hudson Gutwein. And a base hit, two RBI single off the bat, Gavin Boutel. So Boutel picks up RBIs number 22 and 23. And he picks up another base hit. He's got 29 hits on the season. They are all singles. So timeout on the diamond. Coach going to walk back out and talk with his infield. Ike has three runs in here in the top of the second inning. The 5-1 contest, top of the second, and we'll also mention this game is in parts, being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment, 1955. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com, your central Indiana equipment dealer, serving customers and the community. Yes, since 1955. Reynolds Farm Equipment, our family-owned and operated Reynolds Farm Equipment supplies farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners in central Indiana with a full line of new and used John Deere products. We'll also mention in service for agriculture, residential, and commercial construction equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Are closed on Sunday. They are located in northern Hamilton County. They're along U.S. 31, located right there at 276th Street, the interchange, northern Hamilton County, U.S. 31. You can stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Inside is Titus Bakery and Deli. Enjoy breakfast and or lunch. Titus Bakery and Deli, they are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. Now doing the pitching for the Frontier Falcons. Sophomore class member, number 27, Isaac Mansfield. Isaac Mansfield on the diamond. Steps in, and Isaac Mansfield is going to switch from the DH to player. He's a player DH, first pitch, right-handed. It's above the zone, ball one. In the batter's box for the Knights is number 10, Lucas Gerke. Left-handed batter's box. Runner at first base for the Knights is Boutel. Pitch comes in high above the zone, ball two. Wind's blowing right now. It's a 20-mile-an-hour wind possibility, and it might be gusting a bit more than that. Two balls, no strikes. Gerke, here comes the pitch. Side and tight, ball three. So, entering the pitcher's rubber right there is 27, Mansfield. We're going to come to stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 3-0. Strike called right there, thigh high, right down Meridian. Count goes 3-1. To Lucas Gerke. Signal given, not much from Coach Bordenay, third base coach. Then looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set position. One pitch. Going to pop one up on the infield. Playable. Shortstop. Move to his right. He'll make the catch. Back on the lip of the grass. There are two outs. And a good play by Chase Winkler. Shortstop. So with two outs, stepping into bat, it's going to be number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane and his batting average has been climbing day after day, game after game. And I will mention, he played in 30 games, 111 played appearances, 80 at-bats. He batted 287 in that batting, the right-handed batting box. Here comes a pitch. He pitched in there for a strike. Balls, one strike. Looking for signals. Not a lot of signals given. steps back in. Two outs. Runner at first base for the Knights. He is Gavin Futrell. Pickoff move, first base. Safely head first. Jackson King, 287 batting average on base percentage of 455. He got 23 hits, 16 are singles, 4 doubles, no triples, and 3 home runs. Here comes the breaking pitch inside for a ball. Taking off, going to steal second base is Boutel. Gavin Boutel is going to pick up stolen base, number 5 on the season. He is yet to be thrown out. We're missing Jackson King. 21 RBI, 21 runs scored, 20 stolen balls. He may hit 5 pitch 7 times. Out of set, here comes the 1-1 pitch to Kane. Taking pitch in there for a strike. So Jackson Kane, we'll mention, reached on air 7 times. He's got 62 quality at-bats out of set. Check second base, Mansfield, here's the pitch, outside of ball, good play by catcher Jason Newton. Jason Newton going to ask for a different baseball. And hopefully an umpire going to give that baseball a rub down. It's going to collect some moisture. It's going to become a few troy ounces heavier. As the game goes on, we'll see what happens. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Kane. Fouls, here's the pitch. Taking pitch. Side, ball 3. Jackson moves his body. And then 3-2 count on Jackson Kane. Appearing in, looking at singles. Out of the set position. 3-2, 2 out, here's the pitch. Outside, ball 4. Jackson Kane throws the bat aside. Jogs down to first base. Picks up a walk on the season, number 21. So they're going to run for him. It's going to be Calvin Reisman. Calvin Reisman, he's a sophomore. He'll do the running for Jackson Kane, and Jackson will put his gear on. So runners at first and second base. Stepping in, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter's box. Kind of hugs the plate. 2 outs, out of set. Mansfield, here comes the pitch. At down meridian, strike call. So no balls, 1 strike. Aiden Minnick, senior class member, out of the set position. Mansfield, here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball misses outside. Trying to get the grip for that curveball. You can see with his body language, he had a difficult time with grip of that baseball. It's probably only going to get worse unless they insert a lot of new baseballs. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Back to a curveball. Got the dish there on the outside edge. Strike called. Up goes 1-2 to Caden Minnick. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Out of the set. Mansfield. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Minnick. Outside a ball. Can't go Steven at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Top second inning, nice batting. 3 runs in. Outset, here comes the 2-2. Going to take a drive to right field. Got a lot of them. And it's going to go out of here. But it's a foul ball. They got a lot of that one. Came around early. They got a good stroke. Got the sweet spot on the bat. That bat might not have gone out. Going to chase it down in the corner. But it was a foul ball, and a lot of folks with pretty good interest on where that ball was going to land. So 2-2 count. Caden Minnick steps back in. And looking at signals. Now out of the stretch, the set position. Check second base, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Swinging. So the base runners were on their horses. Kevin Boutel would have been safe at third base. And Calvin Reisman at second. Knights are out of the inning. Knights pick up 3 runs here in the top of the second inning. And the Frontier Falcons are going to bat in the bottom half. At the end of 1.5, Knights 5, Falcons 1. I will also mention today's ball game is in parts being brought to you by Thomas Dot Incorporated. Thomas Dot Incorporated, they build high quality, some built waterfront products and services. They build docks, they build boat lifts, they build seawalls, dock accessories, marine services, etc. Thomas Dot Incorporated, you can find them on the web at thomasdot.com. They're located in Noblesville, Indiana. They're out on the river there. They're at 20799 Riverwood Avenue, Noblesville, Indiana. Thomas Dot, they are locally owned and operated since 1993. I remember when Scott Thomas purchased Thomas Dot. Ed Beatty started that company way back when. I'll mention you can reach them by phone at 317-774-790. Again, you can call Thomas Dot at 317-774-3790. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Thomas Dot. You can choose the company that has the equipment to maintain and service new and existing waterfront projects. They work in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and Kentucky with capabilities to work all across the United States. So working from the windup, Lucas Gerke. Stepping in, number 9, Clark Cosgrave. They'll take a shot. It's going to be skyward. It's going to be on the infield. It's going to be a fair ball. It's going to be called for. Jackson Kane thought he could catch it. Gives way, and it's going to be caught by the pitcher. Lucas Gerke, there's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter to step in, it's going to be the sixth hitter, number 12, Blake Sorensen. Blake Sorensen, he plays left field for the Falcons. Here comes a wind and the pitch, first pitch, swing and a miss. Blake Sorensen, number 12, fielder, bats right-handed. Wind up in the pitch from Gerke, outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Turn in, looking to signal, still with the glove. Here comes the pitch from Gerke. Swing and a miss. Count goes one and two. Lucas Gerke moves quick. Quick in the ball game. Why not? Back on the rubber, peering over the glove, looking to signal. Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and he'll set him down swinging. So they're throwing around the infield, and there's two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Knights have 5 hits in the ballgame. Frontier Falcons have 1. Jason Newton, leadoff batter for Frontier, face hit in the ballgame. Here comes a pitch. Swing a miss in the batter's box. Here's number 27, Isaac Mansfield, right-handed batter doing the pitching. Comes in low, going to get by Jackson Kane. Go back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Picked up on base batter. At 25, Brady Lake, baseman. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball, 2 strikes. 7 hitter, 27, Isaac Mansfield. I'm out called right-handed batter's box. Go step back in. 1-2 count, here comes the pitch. He pitched, finished above the zone, ball 2. 2-2 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Kostirky, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and he'll go down swinging. The Knights are out of the inning. 3 up, 3 down. Knights are going to bat in the top of the third inning. The end of 2 complete. 8-5. Falcons 1. Also mentioned bringing you this contest is FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers.com. I say what? FritzandFishers. Been in business since 1983. Above the 40-year plateau. Buy, sell, trade. They'll help you to finance your quality car, truck, or SUV. They have preferred low mileage and one owner automobiles. Two Hamilton County, Indiana locations. One is in Fishers at 599 East 116th Street, dial them up there at 317-842-2228. Again, that's 317-842-2228. Their second location, Noblesville, Indiana, right there along State Road 32 between Noblesville and Westfield. Dial them up there at 317-773-2232. Again, that number is 317-773-2232. You can visit them online at tnfishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z, or you can stop by on site, fritzandfishers.com. So the Knights are going to send you the plate. Could be your sixth hitter for the Knights, number 33, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins is going to step in. In all 30 ball games, this is the 31st game for the Knights. Robbins, 113, made appearances, 86 at bats. He's batting 360. A right-handed batter's box on base percentage of 473. He leads the team with hits. 31 hits on the season. Brent Robbins. Going to play him straight away in the outfield. Pitch to Brent. Side edge, strike call. Brent likes the inside edge, likes the outside edge. What that inside edge? That's a hard ball to hit. Now the windup. Here comes the wind from Mansfield, the 0-1 pitch. Going to be hit by pitch. Trying the breaking pitch. Now that ball, you know it is damp. It is moist. Hard to get the grip. Righty facing a righty. And Brent Robbins is going to get hit by pitch. He's at first base now. Step hit by pitch number 4 on the season. So stepping in once again is Gus Sandberg. He got hit by pitch. The pitch he took, time at the plate. Comes the pitch to Sandberg. Outside edge, strike call. No balls, one strike. And this umpire, you know, I'm not saying he's a bad umpire, he just likes to go with the pitcher. Pitcher's having a difficult day, you know, the wind and the rain happening. Staying in here, you know, it's unpredictable. So Brent Robbins at first base, 0-1 count to Sandberg. Swung on base hit. Between third and shortstop on the ground, goes into left field, picked up by Blake Sorensen. And Gus Sandberg, takes up a base hit. He's 1-for-1. The runners at first and second base for the Knights. Nobody out. Top of the third inning. Stepping into bat for the Knights. The left fielder, Keith Brooks, he's swinging a high bat. Steps in, that's left-handed. Played in 29 games. This is number 30 for Keith. He's a square to bunt. He pitched back for a curveball in there for a strike. Keith pulled the bat back. He elected not to try to bunt, and it's a strike called. No balls, one strike. We're going to get from the stretch. Now the set. Mansfield. Pickoff move. Second base, no throw. So Isaac Mansfield, is rubber. He elects not to throw to second base. Now out of the set position, here comes the pitch, square to bunt. Bunt down to third base, finds a fair ball, but he drops the baseball. Took that by the pitcher, takes it. And that's a base hit on the bunt. Nobody out. Steps into bat is going to be for 11, Mikey Stapleton. That's where Stapleton's given. Third base coach, Tim Bourdonnais. But nobody out, Stapleton. Right-handed batter steps in. Stapleton has played in 27 games. This is number 28. The infield is in. Nobody out. Swing on. He'll pop it to right field. Coming in, make the catch. He's going to couldn't get the ball in the glove. Ball hits the surface. They get the force out. Second base, run comes in to score. Brent Robbins. And then there's going to be one out on the diamond. They get the force out. Keaton Brooks is out at second. Ball lands in right field, picked back up by Cosgray. That time he throws to second base. Keaton Brooks had basically nowhere to go. He kind of had to go about halfway or maybe a third of the way for the ball to get caught, and it was not caught. Then it's between a rock and a hard place. So one out. Runners on the corners for the Knights. One run in. Here comes the pitch. Just above the zone. Ball one. Back in the batter's box is number 9, Hudson Gutwein. He's 2 for 2 from the evening, I should say on the day. Put the right field first time and over second base the second time. 2 base hits. Here comes the pitch. Let's take one to center field. Going to hit by the center fielder. It's a line shot. Got under his glove. Roll up against the home run fence at the horizon sign. And it's going to be a triple off the bat. Hudson Gutwein picks up triple number 3 the season, and he picks up 2 RBI. He's got 13 RBI on the season. He got 3 in the ballgame. So Gavin Boutel going to step in. 3 runs in. In the top of the third for the Knights. Runner at third base, that's Hudson Gutwein. Comes a pitch, breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Foot in, 1 foot out. Looking for signals. Kevin Boutel, several signals given. See if the suicide squeeze is on. Evidently not. We'll see. Out of the set position, a long set. Here comes the pitch. She's going to swing away. Foul ball, right side, out of play. Balls, 2 strikes, a lot of youngsters chasing foul balls. They will not lose a foul ball unless it goes out of play to our left. The housing edition. No balls, 2 strikes to Boutel. Out of the set, Mansfield. Here comes the 0-2. Hung on, ground ball, base hit. Between third base and shortstop, goes into left field. Blake Sorensen picks it up. Hudson Gutwein in from third base to score. And Gavin Boutel at the single and an RBI. Hudson Gutwein scores run number 42 on the season. And Gavin Boutel picks up RBI number 24. That's the RBI in the ball game. Gavin Boutel picks up second base in the ball game. Now at 30. And he has 30 hits on the season. They are all singles. So we're going to go with a different pitcher here. Both Falcons. Another left-handed hurler. Pretty good sized young man. Going to warm up right here. He's got his friends right around him. Pitchers now. That's the infielder. Always good. Always good for encouragement. That's about like being on the foul line and John, the guy come up, tap him, 0-5 to him. He's getting warmed up. Left-handed hurler. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park Storage. That's in Arcadia, Indiana. They have indoor, outdoor storage. Flex storage availability. You can call to reserve space for that safe and secure storage space location. Door storage for your boats, RVs, or your precious automobile. We're also missing, they have outdoor storage always available. To contact Arcadia Industrial Park and self-storage, simply go online on the web, www.aips.com. That's AIPS.com. You can reach them by phone at 317-774-1500. 317-774-1500. Stepping in, the pitcher, brother, going to take another warm-up toss. 43, Joseph Schroeder. Joseph Schroeder, he's a sophomore. He's an outfielder and a pitcher. I will mention the Frontier Falcons have 16 on their roster. They have 1 senior, 2 juniors, 9 sophomores, and 4 freshmen. Stepping in the back for the Knights, Lucas Gerke. First pitch, something strike called. No balls, one strike, one out. I got four runs in here in the top of the third inning. You have a runner at first base. Working out a stretch, the set position. Comes the pitch to Gerke. They'll take it back up the middle. Going to get by the shortstop. He was holding on the right. He was ready to take the throw. I should say he was playing him to pull. Sliding in safe. Third base. Be a base hit. Off the bat of Gerke. He'll take second base on the throw to third base. Gavin Boutel hides in safe at third base. And jogging off the diamond is going to be Lucas Gerke, the pitcher. Courtesy runner out to run for him. Second base. They'll go from there. I think it's Talenko. 25, Vince Talenko. Running at second base for Gerke, the pitcher. Aboard second and third. In the batter's box, Jackson Kane. Pitch outside of ball. Backdoor curveball. As mentioned, hard to get the grip. And a good play by the catcher came out of crouch to pick it up way outside. Jason Newton. Then looking at signals. Out of set, check second. Here's the pitch to Kane. Outside, just missed. Low kill. So Jackson Kane will step back in. Tap the plate far and near. Peering in, looking at signals. 33. Joseph Schroeder. Comes the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Goes 2-1. Balls, one strike. Jackson Kane batting. Top of the third inning is one out. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. Out of set position. The pitch from Schroeder. Inside edge, going to call a strike. That was inside severe edge. Jackson Kane just felt even. And a lot of folks in the same way. 2-2 count. Then looking at signals. A stretch, now the set. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Inside a ball. Might have been a breaking pitch. Not a lot of break. Might have been a slider. On the inside edge. And Schroeder trying to paint that inside edge. Could get the call. Might as well try it again. A 2 count. Kane is the pitch. Be short off the glove. Newton. Jackson Kane is going to draw a walk. And he'll jog down to first base. One out. Coach Bordenette going to go with the courtesy runner. Again at first base, it's Calvin Reichman. Have bases loaded. One out. Up the third inning, four runs in. Batter's box, Caden Minnick. From the stretch, check second base, out of set. Here comes the pitch. Right down Maria, moves the outside half. Strike call. Left-handed batter's box. Good for foul ball last time. Here comes the pitch. Back to the curveball. Nearly got it from inside of the ball. Kate kind of turned his back in case that ball was going to hit. One ball, one strike. Runners on each base for the Knights is one out. Out of set position, here comes the pitch. Oh, good block once again by Jason Newton, the catcher. Saved the run right there. Balls, one strike. T.K. Minnick will step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Of a set position, comes the pitch. Inside, all three. You got to be careful there. I was wondering if he was going to call that a strike. It was severely inside. He's trying to be kind to see the pitcher. Nothing wrong with that. Here comes the pitch. He checks his swing, he does. And Jason Newton not going to ask for a check. And Cade Minnick jogs down to first base with a walk. And jogging in from third base is 17, Gavin Boutel. So the Knights going to send to the plate once again. 3, Brent Robbins. Ben Robbins, right-handed batter's box. And then the sixth spot for the Knights. Looking at a stretch, and that was set. Here comes the pitch. High and tight. Going to get by the glove of Newton and Bryn Robbins. I was wondering if that got him. Chabordnet asking the same thing. But evidently not. High and tight. Ball one. Bryn Robbins, pretty tough young man. He's going to go to Florida next year. At Hazard University. He's going to play football. He can play the defensive back. He can play a linebacker spot. Here comes the pitch. Shot to third base. Going to get to the outfield. Going to score one coming in to score for the Knights. Number 23 for the Knights. And we'll double check that. And we got the... I don't have the roster here nearby, but it's going to be an RBI single off the bat of Bryn Robbins. RBI number 30 on the season. 32nd hit, 24th single. Here comes the pitch to Gus Steinberg, backdoor curveball. It's for a strike. I took 6 runs in here in the top of the third inning. It's an 11-1 contest. Swung on and taken foul territory, right side, going to get halfway out of the grass, or just beyond first base out of the grass, a foul ball. And they're going to want a different baseball, probably, that rather than that one. Evidently, he's going to pitch with that ball. So he's going to pitch with that baseball, 33, Joseph Schroeder. It hit the grass a couple, no, they're going to get a different one. So he gets a different baseball from the home plate umpire, and he's going to give that baseball a rub down. He'll pocket that one. Stepping back in. It's going to be Gus. A pitch. Back for Jason Newton. Trying to frame it. Aiming it with the forearm kind of gives it away. The umpire knows it was already a strike. But a frame with a wrist is a different story. There comes 1-2 pitch. Foul ball. Holds it severely to the third base dugout. Let's stay in the box with a 1-2 count. Gus Steinberg. He's 1-for-1 in the ballgame. He got hit by a pitch. His first at bat. Here now looking at singles. Joseph Schroeder. Here's the 1-2. Outside. Ball two. Balls, two strikes. He reached back for some MPH on that one. Is outside Jason Newton. Made another good catch. 2-2 count. Looking out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Side. Ball three. He was wanting to bring him up, I thought, but I'm glad he didn't. Oh, stepping back in. 3-2 count. Full count. Sandberg out of the set. Here's the pitch. Take a shot, base hit between third base and shortstop. He'll get a base hit and an RBI. Gus Steinberg is 2-for-2. Today's ballgame, Steinberg has 16 RBI on the season. He now has 17 hits on the season. 14 of them are singles. Gus has 3 doubles. He jogged off the diamond. Going to go with a pinch runner. It's actually going to be 41, Isaac Schreffinger. Third, the ball game. We'll see if he stays in. Guessing Gus Steinberg will re-enter as the DH. Here comes the pitch. Side ball one in the batter's box, number 34 for the Knights. We're releasing up there. Long toss in the bullpen, the Falcons. Comes a pitch to Brooks. Going to pop one up the infield. Going to be called for by the shortstop. And they got infield fly rule in effect. Elected to catch it. Could have dropped it. The batter would have still been out. Infield fly rule means the runners can still run at their own risk. There are 2 out. Stepping in, Mikey Stapleton. nine hitter for the night. Stretch turn in looking at signals. This is Joseph Schroeder out of the stack. Swing on and take one deep to left field. Going to back up the left fielder, and it's going to be off the wall. So Mikey Stapleton going to get a two RBI double. Ball loose, still loose, and Mikey Stapleton getting around the bases, and he's going to score the plate head first slide. Ball got loose. The backstop, evidently, it did not go in the dugout. Nice dugout. They got out of the way. And Mikey Stapleton is going to end up with a double. Two RBI, and he rounds the bases. And the Knights have 11 here in the top of the third inning. So Mikey Stapleton set two RBIs. He now has 16 on the season. And he had three doubles. And they cleaned the ditch off. Stepped back to the plate. Is leadoff batter in this ballgame. A batter can only be the visiting team batter. That's Hudson Gutwein. And Gutwein steps in. Tearing in looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set position. Broder, here's the pitch. Going to pop one up. Right field. Give it a good look. Going to come in. Make the catch. Clark Cosgray towards the final out. Here in the top of the third. Knights pick up 11. In the top of the third after 2.5. Knights 16. One. Falcons are going to come to the plate. And we'll also mention about the National High School Baseball Leaders. National High School Baseball Leaders, batting average, senior class member, Oswaldo Estrada. I say what, Nathan? Look at that. What's the batting average?
Batting 848 on the year. He has 28 hits, 13 singles. It's 28 hits, 13 singles, 9 doubles, triples, and 2 home runs on the year. From Hollywood High School in Los Angeles, California. And he's 5'8", 180, and he's a pitcher and a utility player.
It's a bad shape for this wind. Let's set this down right here. But, Adam, did you pronounce that last name?
Oblinghoff. From Tim Spring, Nevada. He's batting 769. He's 5'7", 140. He has 40 hits on the air. 26 singles, 10 doubles, 3 triples, and 1 home run.
Plays basketball, mm-hmm. football, right?
He plays basketball, football, and baseball. And then another junior, Jaden Ivey from Memphis, Tennessee. Trent Devon, high school. He's batting 765, 26 total hits, 20 singles, 4 doubles, and 2 triples. And he has 19 RBIs and 33 runs.
He is a baseball. That's my best statement. Nathan does good stuff in video. And he's a big guy. He said he graduated in 22. He still loves the night. He sticks around quite a lot. And then they step in, Falcons, to the back of the bottom, the third inning. From the windup, Turkey, first pitch, outside ball one. In the batter's box is the eight hitter, number 25, Brady Layton. Brady Layton plays first base. Second pitch from this shot to second base. One hop picked up by Gutwein. He steps back on the lip of the grass. He kind of slips up there on that wet grass, makes a good throw. To first base, and Suppinger gets the put out. One out. You're in the bottom of the third inning. Stepping in the bat, going to be the nine hitter, number 22, Bo Daisy, plays center field. Steps in, right into batter's box. First pitch from Gerke. Fastball outside for ball one. Peering in over the glove. Here comes the pitch from Gerke. swinging a miss. Count goes 1-1. 22, Bo Daisy, playing center field, pretty active in today's ballgame. Becomes a 1-1. Right across the dish, outside half. Strike called. Ball two strikes. Becomes a wind and the pitch. Swung on to take one to center field. Going to back up Bryn Robbins. The backup going to make the catch. Had to give some ground up right there. That's a pretty good hit off the bat. Bo Daisy. Bryn Robbins. The catch. Two outs. Bottom of the third, stepping in. He's going to bat second time in the ballgame. Number one, Jason Newton. Jason Newton playing a good catcher's position. Fourth frontier. Here comes the pitch. And the pitch finishes low. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Here's a pitch from Gerke. Swing a miss. Should say 1-1 count now. Knights have a little bit of a bullpen activity. They'll take back off in the dugout. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Jason Newton, the one hitter for the Falcons. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Drop third. Jackson going to step to the outside. He'll throw to first base, and Isaac Suffinger will clean up a bad throw. Jackson came, but they'll get the put out. Three outs in the inning. We'll mention at the end of three completes. 16, Falcons 1. We'll also mention today's ballgame is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com, internet radio sports since 2008. We support education-based high school varsity sports. Baseball in the spring. Baseball. Football in the fall. Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils boys basketball. So bringing you today's contest is Camino and Company in downtown Noblesville, Indiana. Their web address is Camino-AND-Company.com. Camino & Company is a mobile flower shop brought to you by local flower farmers and providers, small business partners, and the CNC founders. Mascot for Camino & Company is a 1984 El Camino. And El Camino is owned by Carly's grandpa. That's Carly Obrecht. She's the owner of Camino & Company. And they use that El Camino to sell flowers out of the back of them. I even saw Carly when she had the El Camino. She had one of her friends there playing guitar and singing. That was her open house. That was long ago, about a year ago. Quite. That was a pretty good outing right there at Camino & Company. And the goal of Camino & Company is to please each customer, their concept, their completion. You can explore the website at CaminoAndCompany.com. Again, that's Camino-AND-Company.com. Camino & Company, they are now booking 2024 brides. They will work your wedding, and you'll be glad they did. So that's Camino & Company. Getting some warm-up tosses there on the pitcher's rubber. Is number 25, Brady Layton. Brady Layton, left-handed pitcher. They throw it down to second base. Jason Newton, frozen rope to second base. And stepping back into bat for the Knights is Gavin Buttell. Gavin Buttell, bat first here in the top of the fourth inning. Coach Bourne, they're going to jog over third base, Coach. Working from the windup. Here comes the first left-handed pitch. In there for a strike. Might have been a backdoor strike. Strike called. The 25, Brady Layton. On the pitcher's rubber. He got a brand new dirt dry to work from. Backdoor curveball just missed. Ball one strike. Brady Layton, lefty, facing the righty. Gavin Buetel. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, ground ball foul, right side. Ball two strikes to Buetel. First batter, top of the fourth. Ball two strikes from the windup. Brady Layton, here comes the 1-2 pitch to Buetel. To take one to second base. Good glove there, Wyatt Weiss. Throw to first base, get the put out with Blake Sorensen. Blake Sorensen now playing the first base position. Frontier, there's one out. So Sorensen, that's a common name. Channel 6 News Sports Department. Ed Sorensen, I hear now, he lives down in Texas. And Central Catholic played Lawrence Central. They scheduled that game quickly. Played at Lawrence Central. They got a brand new turf field. It was only about 30 days in existence when the Knights played there. Tim Bragg, former radio host, coach of Lawrence Central. And he's still good friends with Ed Sorensen because they worked together at Channel 6. Comes the pitch. Low for ball one. So Tim Bragg, he does a fine job. First darn good coach. Knights got the win that day. Out of the windup, here comes the pitch from right. Outside a ball, count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Jack Reisman. Jack Reisman in the batter's box, right-handed batter. Opportunity to bat here in the ball game. Comes in. Outside edge, strike called. Two balls, one strike. Reisman in, on the season. He's played in 10 games. This is number 11. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball, 3-1. Reisman, this is that's number 6. The 600 on base percentage. He's looking for that first hit of the season. Outside, ball 4. Reisman going to jog down to first base. His on base percentage is climbing. Picks up base on ball number 3 on the season. So we're going to see Jackson King. Jackson King's going to step in. Right-handed batter is at the plate. Working from a stretch. Here comes the pitch. Just above the zone, ball 1. Brady Layton wears number 25 for the Falcons. Pickoff move, going to get it in a pick or this one safe. They're going to say that Reisman got underneath the tag. Well, that's probably a good call. They got the, actually have 4 umpires. My error set the game again. They had 3. They have 4. And the 4th umpire there at base, he's right nearby, about 4 feet, maybe about 6 or 8 feet from the bag. Pitch comes in, outside of ball, count goes 2-0. Reisman is the biggest guy on the team. He's 6'5", he weighs in at 220. Now stretch, now the set, here comes a 2-0 pitch to Kane, and a swing and miss, can be a foul tip in the glove. Strike. 2 balls. 1 strike. 2-1 count. Jackson. Out of set. Here comes the pitch. Foul 1 back out of play. 2-2 count. Kane. Down goes even. Reisman is at first base. Nearly got picked off. Probably should have. 2 count. Stretch. Now the set. Brayton. Here's the pitch. Going to be a shot to third base, caught on a line drive rope. And they're going to get him back at first base. Reisman might have been on his horse. Might have been trying to steal second base. Line shot to third baseman. That's Dylan Brown. He makes the catch and throws across the diamond for the double play. So the Knights are out of the inning. They come up with no runs in the top of the fourth. And after 3.5, Knights 16. 1. Again, we'll mention, this game is in part brought to you, Thomas Docks. Thomas Docks Incorporated. Tomasaki have high quality, custom built waterfront products and services. The Thomas Docks, they build docks, boat lifts, seawalls, accessories, marine services, etc. Thomas Docks Incorporated. That's the Thomas Docks. You can find them on the web at thomasdocks.com. And they are located in Noblesville, Indiana, at 20799 Riverwood Avenue. Thomas Docks, locally owned and operated since 1993. You can dial them by telephone at 317-774-3790. Again, you can call Thomas Docks at 317-774-3790. They are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Thomas Docks, you can choose the company that has the equipment to maintain and service new and existing waterfront projects. They work in Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, with the capabilities to work across the United States. Get some final warm-up tosses there, Jackson King. Tosses one down. He got his hoodie's gear on, warmed up, and he immediately throws one down to second base. So stepping in for Frontier, the two-hitter. Today's ballgame, the Falcons, Chase Winkler. Chase Winkler, shortstop. Jackson King getting a little help right there with his earpiece. Earpiece out there working the microphone in the dugout, believed to be occupied by Coach Tim Bordenay. On the pitches, giving some instructions that ear of Jackson King. First pitch from Gerkey. Bottom of the fourth is outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes, infield straight away. Normal depth, outfield, playing the pull just a little bit. The full swing, high hopper back to the rubber. Fields it, tosses it underhanded to first base, and Stuffinger to put out. So one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in. He's the three-hitter, number 34, Wyatt Weiss. Wyatt Weiss, second baseman for the Falcons. First pitch to Weiss, outside, ball one. Step back in, right-handed batter. Here comes a right-handed pitch from Gerkey. Swung on, foul ball, left at third base. Having Buchel will let that one go. They'll pick that up from the dugout. One ball, one strike. Stepping back in, Wyatt Weiss. Here's the pitch, ground ball, third base, Buchel fields it. Throw across the diamond, get a put out with Stuffinger, and there are two out from the bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter to step in for Frontier is the four-hitter, King Dylan Brown, takes third base, right-handed batter's box. From the windup, Lucas Gerkey, here comes the pitch. The swing and a miss. It goes 0-1. Ball, one strike. And here comes the wind and the 0-1 pitch. The swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Dylan Brown, here's the pitch, outside, ball one. 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Here comes the pitch from Gerkey. He pitch in there for a strike. He'll go down looking. So the Knights are out of the inning. And the fourth inning, the blank for both teams. And at the end of four, it's 16, Falcons 1. We'll also mention today's ballgame is in part being brought to you by your home away from home. You sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida, but you don't have a place to stay. Well, you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. can enjoy a four-bedroom, four-and-a-half bath, spacious townhome with a private pool. Available for short-term or long-term stays, Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination in northeastern Polk County. Its proximity to the Walt Disney Theme Park in Orlando. You enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches. 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa Beach, Clearwater Beach, Daytona Beach, New Smyrna Beaches. You and your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car. When you get to Davenport, Florida, there you are. To inquire, you can direct your emails. 353captiva@gmail.com. Again, that's 353captiva@gmail.com. They're making the chesses on the home plate umpire stenographer's pad. We're going to see Vince Colenco. Vince Colenco, with number 25, to the bat here in the top of the fifth inning. And I will mention Mr. Colenco has played in two ball games. This is the third. He has one plate appearance. If one at bat, here's the first pitch from Layton. Side low, ball one. So Vince Colenco getting a chance to play here. He scored two runs. He has done some base running for Coach Bordnay. Check that swing. In a check at first base, he said no, he didn't go. Balls, no strikes to Colenco. Colenco played a lot of reserve ball, getting an opportunity to bat here in the regional. He'll foul one back to the screen. One count. Steps out of the box, he'll step back in. Vincent Colenco goes by Vince. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Low for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Three balls, one strike to Colenco. The windup, here comes a 3-1 pitch. Off the cut, swing and a miss. It goes full, 3-2. He'll step back in. First batter in the top of the fifth, here comes the pitch. He'll take a shot to left center. A lot of it's going to get by the in the gap, and it's going to go up against the wall, left center, and Colenco has a double, the 3-2 count. Got a lot of that one. And Colenco is at second base. So he's got two at-bats and two, give me two play appearances, two at-bats. He's got a double. So he'll stay there at second base. Stepping in, Calvin Reisman. Calvin Reisman has done some base running in this game. He's going to bat. He's going to have a base hit over the shortstop's head. Goes into left field. Coach Bordnay going to hold up Colenco at third base. And Calvin Reisman, first pitch. Fine shot to left field. About 12 feet off the ground. So stepping in is going to be Isaac Seppinger. Isaac Seppinger, left-handed batter's box, 6'2", 100 pounds. Kickoff move, first base, back safely. Is Reisman. That left-handed step right there, it's a tricky one. Inside a ball, trying to throw the curveball. And Layton gonna drag the cleats right there on the back of the rubber. They have the plastic ornament there that they can drag their cleats on. Get them out. So that third try is about used up there at the pitcher's rubber. A couple of innings to go. Comes in, outside edge, strike called. Goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Seppinger, runners on the corners for the Knights. Nobody out. Here's a pitch. Going to be a hit by pitch. Seppinger took the brunt of it. He turned the shoulder. Knew he was going to get hit. and he's at first base now. So the Knights are going to step in. The bat here. Right-handed batter. He's going to pop one up. Playable, going to go out of play. Straight back. Two balls, one strike. And he's going to step back in. Batter's box, number 23, Brennan Van Kirk. Brennan Van Kirk, here comes the 0-1 pitch. Outside of ball. So one ball, one strike to Van Kirk. Bases loaded. Body out, top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Take a shot to left center. To drop in, one hop in the glove. It's going to be a base hit. Ball's going to get back to the screen. It'll be two runs score on the base hit by Van Kirk. Coming in to score, Calvin Reisman and Vince Tolenko. I have two runs in here in the top of the fifth. Where's he? Jonah Gerke. Jonah Gerke. The bat for the Knights. That's the address has no problem saying the name Jonah Gerke. Because he is the father of Jonah Gerke. But set. Here comes the pitch. High above the zone, ball one. Jonah Gerke is a freshman. He's 6'3", 165, a pitcher. And then infielder. Here comes the pitch. Outside low, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. First base is available. And Brady Layton has some difficulty with those cleats, and you can see why. The rain coming down again. Here comes the pitch. The foul one back to the screen. Balls, one strike. Just step back in. Jonah Gerke, left-handed batter. Out of set, Layton. Here's the pitch. Get behind his back and jog in from third base. Isaac Suppinger. That ball goes to the screen. As a wet baseball, they call that a wild pitch. That baseball was for sure damp. It was moisture filled. And you know these baseballs, they're gonna take another one out there. Maybe might have been one new one and one old one. They just had a replenishment from the third base dugout. And baseballs are they are precious. And with the wet ball game, they make it difficult for many. Here comes the pitch. One on. He's going to take one foul. Is it going to be playable? It's going to float out of play just beyond the third base dugout. Jonah Gerke goes to a full count. 3-2 count. Nobody out. Runner at third base for the Knights. Number 23, that's Van Kirk. Jason Newton snaps his snap again on the helmet. 3-2 count. Ball's made live. Tony Gerke batting top of the fifth. That's low for ball four. So Jonah will jog down to first base. And we're going to see in the batter's box, left-handed batting for 12, Alex Schumer. Alex Schumer is going to step in. He's played in 14 games. This is number 15. Pitch outside of ball. He did get some extended second base play in the absence of Mikey Stapleton. He did enjoy that, I think he told me. Probably so. Pickoff move, first base, back safely is Gerke. No tag applied. Alex Schumer, 22 play appearances, 16 at-bats. He's batting 312. Here comes the pitch. Healthy touch, swing and a miss. I should say a foul ball. Foul ball around home plate. Count goes 1-1. Schumer, That's a 500 on base percentage. That's 5 hits, 4 are singles. He has 1 double. He has 8 RBI. Scored 5 runs. He has walked 3 times. Here's the pitch. The checky swing, foul ball out in front of the third base dugout. So we checky swing, foul tip, foul to left side on ball 2. Account goes 1-2. Tiernan looking at signals. Brady Layton out of the stretch, now set. Here comes the 1-2 to Schumer. He'll take a shot, base hit, then to left field. Laying out for it was second baseman. He come up with it. That was Wyatt Weiss. And then going to be a base hit and an RBI. And the Knights send to the plate. Stepping in for the Knights. Number 24, he's just batting right-handed. Ben Weeks, freshman athlete. 6 foot, 155. First pitch, he'll swing at it. The pop left side on the pitcher's rubber. Layton picks it up, throws him out at first base. The Knights have 1 out. Here, the top of the 5th. It's Ryan Johnson with some words to Weeks. Them probably beneficial words to hear. I was sad. Here comes a pitch. Hyperball 1. Lucas Gerke in the batter's box. Could step back in. Lefty facing a lefty. Here comes a pitch. Outside edge, strike call. Count goes even at 1-1. Ball, 1 strike. In. Look at the signals. Brady Layton out of the set. Comes a 1-1 pitch. Foul 1 back, out of play, left side. And it's going to get back to the housing edition. 1-2 count to Gerke. Have runners at second and third base. And in, looking at signals. Out of the set position. Comes the pitch. High above the zone, ball 2. Balls, 2 strikes. 1 out, we're in the top of the 5th inning. Knights are the visiting team. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Foul 1, left side. Is it going to be playable? Get a good look. Third base was 15, Dylan Brown. 2-2 count. Lucas Gerke, pitcher of record, he has gone the distance. Here comes the pitch. Above the zone, ball 3. 3-2 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Of a set, comes a 3-2 pitch. Upside low, ball 4. Gerke going to jog down to first base. Coach Bordenay going to run for him. Think, and stepping in the batter's box for the Knights is going to be number 7, Cooper Renback, and taking over the base running duties there at base for Gerke. Doing the running at first base is number 2, Will Jones. Will Jones, freshman class member. Will Jones is off the bag. You got to get on the bag to take the signals. But working from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Renback, strike called. Handed batter's box. Number 7, Cooper Renback. Cooper Renback is a freshman, 6 feet tall. Plays a catcher's position. Going to be a ground ball, shortstop. Fielded, they go to second base. They'll go to first. Safe at first. Run comes in to score, Jonah Gerke. And Cooper Renback has an RBI at base. Stepping into bat once again, Vince Telenko. Off move, base, back safely. Is Renback. Cooper Renback, he wears number 7. He's a freshman. his brother, number 8, Preston Renback, on his way back from an injury. Hope to get him back soon. High pitch, going to go to third base. Getting back safely. Here on a snap throw from Newton. So with 2 outs, the 1-0 count to Vince Polenko. We're going to have a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Above the zone, ball 2. Working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. That's Brady Layton out of the set position. Off move and then a run down, and the ball's going to get by the first baseman. A run it down and pick it up over by the foul fence. Blake Sorensen. The Knights going to send one runner in and scoring at home plate is number 12, Alex Schumer. Alex Schumer going to score his 6th run on the season. And the Knights have a runner at second base. Vince Polenko is a 2-0 pitch to Vince. He's going to pop one up. Playable. Second baseman to go out to Weiss. Weiss makes the catch about 10 feet out on the grass. So the Knights are out of the inning. Pick up 5 runs in the top of the 5th. Go to the bottom of the 5th inning. Frontier will bat, and we'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers.com, since 1983, they buy, sell, they'll trade, and they'll help you to finance quality car, truck, or SUV at preferred low mileage, one owner automobiles. At 2 Hamilton County, Indiana locations, one is in Fishers at 8599 East, exit 16th Street, located, their phone number is 317-842-2228. Again, their phone number is 317-842-2228. Also have a dealership in Noblesville. That's along State Road 32 between Nobleville and Westfield. And dial them up there at 317-773-2232. Again, that's 317-773-2232. Visit them online. You can visit them on site. FritzFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. So they're going to work right there on the pitcher's rubber. And try to just go with the way it looks for the bottom of the 5th inning. They're going to send to the plate for 26, Aiden Owens. And Owens is going to be the first batter for the Falcons. He's a sophomore class member listed as an outfielder. He's going to step in and bat right-handed. Aiden Owens. So the rain's coming down a little bit more frequently now. We will mention Eastbrook and Westview. Not sure what's going to happen. Comes in, strike called. Might go with a rain delay. I'm not sure, but I'm not sure whatsoever. Here comes the second pitch from Gerke. Swing and a miss. Up goes 0-2. Aiden Owens, sophomore batter. Hitter here in the bottom of the 5th. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. They'll toss the ball back. Doing the catching right now for Central Catholic. And for Jackson King is number 7, Cooper Renback. Number 7. Comes in outside, ball 1. Back tosses the ball back to Gerke. Might rather have had a bit different baseball. This one, here's a 1-0 pitch. Hung on to take the center field. Bryn Robbins will get a beat on it. He'll make the catch. There are 2 outs here in the bottom. The 5th inning. So stepping in the bat, we're going to see number 21, Colton Stockman. Colton Stockman, he's a sophomore. He's an infielder and a pitcher. Here comes the pitch from Gerke. swinging a miss. So no balls, one strike. Comes the wind and the pitch. You know, pop one foul, out of play. Balls, two strikes. Working from the windup, here's the pitch from Gerke. A ball over Gerke's head, a high hop. Going to go into center field, underneath the glove of Blake Schumer. So that goes into center field on the ground, picked up by Bryn Robbins. Time now called. They want a different baseball. That one for sure is wet. I'm not sure what Eastbrook and Westview will do, but they're going to play with some wet baseballs. Certain. Here comes the pitch. Cut, swing, and a miss. In the batter's box, he's number 25, Brady Layton. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Lucas Gerke out of set. Here's the pitch. Side, ball one. One ball, one strike. Two outs. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Out of set. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball two. Balls, one strike. Two out. Lucas Gerke. The pitch is rubber. Out of set. Here comes the pitch. You're going to pop one. Stable. A ball, left side, picked up out of the air by Gavin Boutel. And that's going to complete today's ball game. Knights going to pick up the win. They come up with 22 runs in the ball game. They give up one. They're going to shake hands as they cross home plate with the Frontier Falcons. Frontier Falcons, as mentioned, 9 sophomores out of 16 on the roster. The roster is 1 senior, 2 juniors. Then it's going to be a good shape for next season and beyond. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. As we thank Nathan. Nathan, next game, a little different. We'll talk a little more. But that win has kind of died down. And the Knights will move on to next Saturday. It'll take 2 games to win the semi-state. They'll have to win the first one to be able to play the second one. It's going to be next Saturday. We'll find out, and we'll let you know. Coach Bourdain will let us know. So thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're post-game right now. I'm going to talk to Coach Bourdain. Coach Bourdain, I tell you what, you had a wet day, and you made the best of it.
Yeah, I'm glad we got it in. You know, the weather didn't look very favorable, but able to get it in. Played the last inning there through the rain pretty hard, but thought our kids came out ready to play today, and that was a good sign.
You played pretty much the whole bench. You got some guys that smiling. They're smiling on their faces. I know they are.
Yeah, you know, it was great. Great to get everybody in. Everybody deserves, you know, a shot to play, and just happy we were able to do that today. And, you know, everybody worked so hard all year, and so it was a good reward for those kids today to get in there the last couple innings.
Now, you know the pitchers, man. The pitcher's position, toughest on the whole day, and then Lucas Gerke came out gangbusters again.
Yeah, I thought he was great today again. You know, he challenged the hitters. Gave up 2 hits, I think, and no walks. So really great outing from Lucas again. It's kind of come to expect that now.
The second game, you're going to have 2A, you're going to have Eastbrook and Westview. You got 2 hours before the game. You put a tarp back out there. Now the sun is out.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. We'll do whatever we can to get it in. Those guys drove a long way. So, you know, whatever we need to do to get this game in, we're going to do it.
We're going to find out probably tomorrow morning where your forecast will be.
Yeah, you know, we're just happy to be playing. So we'll go happily wherever they tell us to go, and excited for the opportunity to play in semi-state again.